The war in Vietnam spread to Cambodia when the United States bombed Cambodia's borders to try to destroy the North Vietnamese bases. The bombings destroyed many villages and killed many people, allowing the Khmer Rouge to gain support from the peasants and farmers. In 1970, Prince Sihanouk was overthrown by his top general, Lon Nol. The United States-backed Lon Nol government was corrupt and weak, and was easily defeated by the Khmer Rouge. Pa says many more things to my brothers, but I don't care much about politics. All I know is that I am supposed to act dumb and never speak of our lives in the city. I can never tell another soul that I miss home, that I want to go back to the way things were. I rest my head on Cave's shoulder and close my eyes while gritting my teeth. She softly strokes my hair and caresses my cheeks. "Don't worry. Your big sister will look after you," she whispers quietly into my hair. Next to her, Ma sits on the mat, holding Gek, who sleeps quietly in her arms. Chu is next to her, focusing on her red and white chroma, intently folding and refolding it. Later in the night, lying on the wooden plank for beds, I keep Chu awake by tossing and turning. "I hate this! I am so uncomfortable," I gripe to Chu, who is sleeping next to me. In the city, we three youngest girls slept on mattresses in the same bed. On the farm, the boys get to sleep in hammocks, while the girls sleep all lined up like sardines on a rough wooden platform made of bamboo trees. I'd much rather sleep in the hammocks. "Be quiet and go to sleep."
"Chu, I have to go to the bathroom."
"Go then."
"I'm afraid. Come with me."
Chu answers by turning her back to me. Every time I have to go, I have to walk into the woods by myself to the outhouse. We have used up our paper money and now have nothing to use for toilet paper. Chu taught me to use leaves, but at night, when I cannot see, I'm afraid there might be bugs on them. Entering the woods at night is a haunting experience, especially for someone with a vivid imagination. In the darkness, I see spirits shaking the trees, letting me know they are waiting for me. They whisper chants and spells that the wind carries through the leaves back to my ears. The spirits call me to come to them so they can take possession of my body.